Alicia Garmalewicz is a young woman from New Denver, British Columbia, whose life was changed by Antarctica. While visiting there, Alicia learned about global climate change and saw firsthand its potential effects. She organized a nonprofit society, the Changing Climates Environmental Society, and convened a national conference of concerned young people like herself. The Youth Climate Change Conference, YC3 for short, was held in July 2005 in Souk, BC. Since the end of the conference, Alicia has traveled to Canada's north and enrolled as a student of environmental studies at Carleton University in Ottawa. I spoke with her there by phone. 4 months later, where is everybody? What are you up to?
From there, I've really defined kind of my the vision and philosophy for the society, and then worked together a plan for starters to keep the energy from the conference going, and it kind of centers around, I suppose, our website, and we're launching a new website that should be in the next 2 weeks up, and the purpose of it really is to for one. Our big goal is to support the action that was initiated and inspired at the conference. And from the feedback we've got from all the delegates, there's really some amazing work going on, and the connections are still strong and going really well. So one of the ways we're supporting the action that's coming out is through profiles, through youth profiles on our website. And so delegates will have the opportunity to post their own profile of what they're doing and their project, and it'll be a fantastic go-to for the general public to see what some really neat, inspiring youth are doing, and gain exposure for those youth for their projects that they're piloting, and also have a networking opportunity with other youth that want to get involved with their projects, etc. So that's one of the ways we're supporting the action and hoping to broaden it to further youth, not just from the conference. And
how many people attended, and how many things do you estimate are going on in different places in Canada?
Well, there was 85 youth in total, that including my youth steering committee, that attended. And I would say that I've got a good solid, I think about 30 profiles that are definitely really, really, you know, solid. And everyone actually who sent in a profile is fantastic. But I have about 30 at the moment, and there are some other people I want to follow up with. But it's been really good, really good feedback. So, yeah.
Wow. So a lot of people came to the conference, learned a whole bunch of stuff that they didn't know, went back to their communities, and have started to initiate things happening in their own areas. Is that?
Yes, that's correct. There's some. The different activities that youth are following up on are, you know, vary in scope and that kind of thing. Like one fellow from Simon Fraser University, he is piloting his project called Eon Fire, which is initiating social entrepreneurship across the country. So it's an amazing initiative that's really, really huge in scope, looking at getting universities across the country piloting social entrepreneurship projects. And so it's really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. And then other people are doing presentations in their communities to different, you know, to different school groups about climate change and that kind of thing, just to outreach in that sense. And other people still, which is just fantastic. I've got feedback from, you know, people who are considering careers in things ranging from technology and alternative economics and that kind of thing, in their career path, and looking at how climate change can be addressed and we can move forward to achieve sustainability in that way. So it's been really exciting, not necessarily, you know, to actually have a project that they're really active on now, but it's really shown that YC3 gave a good basis for fostering, you know, change and alternative ways of planning your own career path throughout your life. So,
and it seems to me inspiring people to take action, and it doesn't matter in what way, almost.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And even, you know, just even it's it's inspiring change just to challenge your way of thinking. And as soon as, you know, maybe an opportunity will come up in the future, then it'll be a spark that is there to be ignited. So, yeah.
You're listening to Alicia Garmalewicz, director of the Changing Climates Environmental Society and visionary organizer of last summer's Youth Climate Change Conference in Sooke, British Columbia.
But I know that you're about to be involved in some stuff around the COP11, the global climate change conference that's happening in Montreal. Tell me about those projects for you.
Well, yes, I've been, for COP11 coming up, I've been selected to be on the official Canadian delegation. So that was a great honor and a really fantastic opportunity to be part of that core government delegation and represent the youth voice in that circle. So throughout COP, I'll be involved in various meetings. There's so much going on, and it'll be. I'm really, really looking forward to getting insight on the whole process of the UN system and the climate change, protocol in particular, and Kyoto's mechanisms and everything, and being able to interact with government personnel as well as various industry and NGO leaders is really exciting too. It's going to be a huge learning process, and I'm really excited.
How many days are you going to be there, and how many meetings are already scheduled?
Well, the first question's easier. The for 2 weeks, the conference, the COP11, the main conference, the UN, is goes from November 28th through to December 9th. So I'll be there the entire time. And there's high level sessions and plenaries with the various countries representatives and that kind of thing that I'll be in on as well. But apart from that, and also the negotiations that are going on with various groups that are actually doing the physical negotiations that go back to the high level plenary for review. So I'll be able to be in on those, which will be really fascinating. But apart from that, there are going to be so many official events and parallel events, and all are addressing climate change from like different perspectives from all around the world, from government perspectives to policy and technology and economics and the whole bit. So, and from all around the world, off different perspectives, and there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of NGOs there, and it's just going to be incredible. It's really, really amazing how much there is. So I'll be hoping to get as much as I can and in the short amount of time. I'll also be in the youth international, there's an international youth summit, which is the parallel youth event, where they're bringing 90 youth from around the world, 50 youth from international countries. That's November 23rd to the 28th, so I'm leaving next week for that. So that will be fascinating to be able to spend time with youth from around the world that are so passionate about climate change. And one of the major outcomes of that youth summit will be a formal youth declaration that will be tabled at COP itself in the high level area. So that should be really interesting to work with everyone on putting together a solid declaration. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Wow. I think you must be certainly one of a minority of people who have the opportunity to be sort of both on the outside and the inside.
Yes.
Both on a parallel conference and the official one, hey?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. There's five youth that are going to be on the official delegation. So it'll be neat to share that experience with them.
Wow. Your recent trip to the Arctic, you talked about how impressed you were by the Indigenous people's experiences about climate change. And
mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. Well, I found the actual, being there in the Arctic environment and interacting with those Indigenous communities really, I suppose, made the realization that climate change is impacting their culture and way of life, and that made it very, very significant. Actually, being there, I mean, I had working on climate change and etc. I had learned and heard about that aspect of the issue for a long time, but You know, actually listening to the Inuit talk about their own experiences and how they've seen it change, and more so actually relating how it is changing their culture and undermining it completely. That really you know, brought it home when I was there.
Dare I ask, have you any predictions about what resolution might come out of the youth meeting, or what resolution might come out of the official meeting?
Well, with the youth meeting, I really hope that we'll come up with a strong declaration, and that as a you know, a collective kind of youth voice, there'll be a lot of sharing and fantastic connections made for further work. Regarding the overall UN conference, I mean, it's very hard to say or predict or that kind of thing, but I hope that we'll come up with a strong plan and resolution for further action that's really going to take us somewhere and beyond 2012, and will really take us in a strong direction and mobilize globally where we need to go. And, you know, Kyoto is a very, very first step, and it needs to be addressed on a much larger scale. So I really hope that becomes a focus and it works out.
You've been listening to Alicia Garmalewicz, founder of the Changing Climates Environmental Society and organizer of YC3, talk about the International Youth Summit on Climate Change and the 11th session of the Conference of the Parties to the Climate Change Convention of the United Nations, which will be held in Montreal beginning in late November. Check the website of the Changing Climates Environmental Society and YC3 at www.yc3.net. This interview was produced by Betsy Neuse for CFUV 101.9 FM, Campus and Community Radio in Victoria, British Columbia.